Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simin Shin Chav Ches, which deals with the very important laws of Halacha of Refuah on Shabbos. Now, we start off with Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Hachoshesh Bi'enov O Bi'eno. If somebody has a medical problem with his eyes or one eye, V'yesh Bo Tzir, and there's some sort of a watery discharge that's coming out. Or he's in such pain that his eyes are tearing. Or there's actually blood coming out of his eye. Or he has some sort of a discharge, a thick discharge, and this is at the beginning of the illness, which the Ramah explains, pirush techilas choli, at the beginning of this eye inflammation or illness. In all of these scenarios, mechalel all of us Shabbos, one can assume that this is a serious, potentially life-threatening illness, and one can go and do whatever is needed to be done on Shabbos to save this person. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chabbeis, V'afo gav the mishum sakonas eiver, ein mechalelin, v'yisur daraisa l'kuliyama. And even though everybody agrees that if it's normally a simple limb-saving type of a thing that involves zero pikuach nefashos, I would add, on a practical basis, often anything that affects a limb is life-threatening, so this halacha is highly likely to actually ever be put into place because most limb-threatening injuries are also life-threatening. In any event, since we normally say that all the posts can agree that for a limb-threatening injury that's not life-threatening, you're not allowed to be over in Issa Deraisa. You can certainly tell a non-Jewish doctor to do everything that's necessary. And we'll learn more about this Kamlin Besif Yud Zayim in an upcoming shir. Eye and shiny. However, eyes are different because the eye is connected, as we'll see, to the heart. The Shur Yaki De'ena Belibataya. There is this connection between the heart and the eyes. V'ika Sakonis Nefesh. And the bottom line is, whatever that actually means, it might be more in a allegorical sense, not necessarily in a literal sense, but in any event, that connection makes this into a suffix pikuach nefashos. The issue foot number 26 brings down, if you have inflammatory changes in the eyes, so if Nissen Karlitz Shlita says, that's certainly a pikuach nefashos situation and your mechal Shabbos. Other situations, however, may be only permissible to go and put drops in. This will depend a lot on the physician assessment. If no physician is present, then you have to use the general principle of when there's any doubt, suffix pikuach nefashos, then you go and take care of the patient. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Chav Gimel writes and explains that Rira is the Gemara, tells us Mashma Duhu Adin Kidcha. It's the same thing as this inflammation over here. And in Dershu foot number 27, he brings down that the explanation by the Shulchan Aruch Harav of Rira is Rir Shemagli Tomid. This would be a thicker type of a discharge. And Kidcha is defined as something that's a burning type of an inflammatory discharge. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah says, this is also found in the Rambam and the Kobo as brought down by the Vilna Gaon. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Chav Dalet explains the Mechaber that he was talking about the beginning of the illness, this includes as well, v'chein be'emtza machala. It just means to exclude, avol besof choli shekvar tosh machaloso, when the person is already healing, and he's really at the end of the illness, then leka sakanta ayidei simonim halolu, then these persistence of these symptoms does not have a negative prognosis, it doesn't represent a pikuach nefashu situation at all, and therefore you would not be allowed to be mechalel Shabbos with Yisurim deraisa. Likewise, the koshik and certainly kisharos lasos refua kedil lahagbir or enav. If you just want to improve somebody's vision, for example, you wanted to do LASIK surgery on Shabbos, the vavada in mechal mishum zeh, you certainly would not allow to do something like that. Sifyod, the mechaber writes, kol choli sheharofim omrim shu sakona, any illness which the doctors say is dangerous, potentially life threatening, afapishu al haboso mibuchutz, even though it's in a place that doesn't fit the definitions that we've had in the last 2 days of by definition being a life threatening illness. Nevertheless, if the physician says it's life-threatening, mechalelin olav es haShabbos, you absolutely are a mechuyev to go and desecrate Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chafei, afilu ein Yehudi, this includes even a non-Jewish doctor who doesn't have a sensitivity for halacha. Kivin shirofi umanu, he's a trusted doctor, we believe him. Because of Adrabaz, chelik dalet simin samach vav. Im hachole omer, tzorech ani letrufa plonis. If the patient says, I need this medication, varofi omer eino tzorech, and the physician disagrees and says, no, he does not. We paskin shomim lechola. You listen to the sick person. We have a principle over here, lev yodea moras nafsho. A person knows what he needs better than sometimes even the doctor, although we'll see there are many, many caveats and explanations of this, which we'll get to in a moment. Unless the Mishneh Berurah even tells us right here, if the patient says he wants something and the physician says that will hurt the patient, then we listen to the physician. As I show him the rofe, and he says, we have a lot to discuss over here further than the bir halacha. So let's first look at the issue footnote number 29. We brings down. Afilu im enachola omer bivados shistakin. Even if the sick person doesn't say, I definitely will get sick if I don't have this. He's just concerned that he might get sick if he doesn't take this medicine. So then we paskin that you listen to the patient and mechalos shas for the patient. Likewise, v'chein l'inyon cholos omer shetzorech lechol b'yom kippur. And the same halach applies if a sick person says he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, even though the doctor says he doesn't, we allow him to eat. How does this work? So Rav Nissen Karolitz explains, She'ein ha-dvarim amurim ele b'chole she'odea she'om Shabbos. This works only if the chole is aware that it's Shabbos, and he understands how sick he is, and nevertheless he says, I need to have this over here, or else I will get sicker. So then we listen to the chole because of this principle that he mustama knows better than the doctor exactly what he needs. We'll see again still under what circumstances this applies. He says, likewise, if somebody gets sick, that most people who aren't physicians would say that this person is sick. So the Ramah is going to tell us in Simon Tov Reishut Ches in Hilchos Yom Kippurim that it's also called Pikuach Nefashos, and that you're allowed to go in that situation as well as give the Chola whatever he needs, be Mechal Shabbos for him. The issue footnote number 30, however, does bring down that there are differences between the chola asking for food and the chola asking for medication. In regards to food, we do usually apply the principle of levio de amoris nafsho. However, in regards to medication, we'll see there are many caveats. Even in regards to food, the Shevet HaLevi brings down that we listen to the chola because the physician also agrees that the food might help him at this point in time. But the physician is concerned that it will hurt him later on, and therefore, in this situation, we listen to the patient. The Aruch HaShulchan gives a different teretz, and he says that's because this physician cannot certainly say most of the time that eating will hurt the patient. Where the physician can say that, of course, we listen to the physician. And indeed, in a situation where the rofe says that the physician will definitely be hurt by eating, we do not feed the patient. A similar idea is expressed by Rav Ozin Zatzal Shevet HaLevi, where for certain illnesses, and especially, for example, something like somebody post-surgery, that we can definitely say that it would be dangerous to feed this person right now, you're absolutely supposed to listen to the physician and not the patient, and this is a similar psak of the Tehillel of David. Likewise, the Chavetz Chaim Nebir Halacha Dibra Maslo, who Rofe Echot Omar Einot Tzorich, writes, Avol im ha-machlo yedua, v'chole omer shetrufazumo elis l'machazu. The patient has a known illness, and the patient says, I know this medication is what I need. And the doctor disagrees and says it will not help him. But zeh ain't svara lishmo l'chola, l'chal Shabbos b'chinam. You absolutely should not listen to the chola in this situation. Why would we think that the chola knows more than the doctor? When we call makum, ef shalomer, however, he does suggest that you could say, where the chola says that I've had this in the past, and this medication did work for me in the past, then we would listen to the patient over the doctor in that situation. Because here it does make sense to say that the person is baki begufo yoser mimea rofin. Person may know himself better than the doctor. Likewise, if there is a concern over here that the patient will become very, very upset if he doesn't get the medication, and the physician says it's not necessary, you still can give the medication to the patient as long as the physician doesn't say it will hurt the patient. Likewise, he brings down from the Rashba, Kishi machlokis le'eza trufa toel. When there's a machlokis between the patient and the doctor as to what is the best therapy for a specific known illness, ain't svara lishmola. There's absolutely no reason that you should listen to the patient in that situation from a halachic point of view. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im rofe echot omer tzorich. If one doctor says, I do think the patient needs this medication that involves chilul Shabbos, V'rofe echot omer eino tzorich, and another doctor disagrees. Mechaber paskins, we follow the opinion over here of the doctor that says you should be mechal Shabbos and mechalalin. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkan chavav, the sofik nefashos lahokel, because you have the right to go and be mechal Shabbos in this situation because you wish to follow that physician's opinion. Again, the Mechaber is not telling us that that physician is right. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel, Vim Rofe Echad, he brings down for many Achronim, including the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Bach, the Al-Yaraba, the Ola Shabbos, Dainu Dafkim Shneim Shabbos. This discussion that you should follow the opinion that says to be Mechal Shabbos is if both opinions are equal. However, in Echad Mehem Muflog B'chokhba, one of them is a full professor of medicine and the other one is an intern, so then you listen to the full professor of medicine, Shomlu Devarav, Ben Lahokel, Ben Lachmir, whether he says to be Mechal Shabbos or he says not to be Mechal Shabbos. Because in this situation, we say when multiple doctors disagree with each other, you should follow the opinion of the majority, or if it's one against one, you follow the opinion of the majority of Chachma, which is the smarter doctor, the more educated, or the better doctor. And the issue footnote number 42 also brings down that if there's a majority of opinion in one way, five doctors say this and two doctors say that, unless there is a huge distinction in the two doctors being on a higher level, then you should follow the majority opinion as well. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yesh misha omer, she'ein tzorich mumcha. You don't have to only follow the advice of an expert. The kol b'nei adam chashuvim mumchim tzas. Every person is a little bit of a mumcha. U'safik nefashos l'okel. So if there is no doctor over there, and somebody says, I think you need to go to the hospital, you look very sick, you follow that person's advice. The issue footnote number 31 brings down that this includes as well if a woman is in labor and all of her friends think that she should go to the doctor or needs to be Mechal Shabbos, you can rely upon them as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Zayin adds, when we call Mokum, Dafka Kishiyomer Shemakir Bosucholi, when would we listen to somebody if he says, I understand this and know a little bit about this? Kemosh Kosa Simon Tavre Shudches in regards to Chus Yom Kippur. Vagam Eino Neman Lahakish Hamumcha, Afil Lahokil. But we don't listen to this person to go against an expert, as this is, even if he's saying Lahokil, not to be Mechal Shabbos, is brought down by the Mogen of Rom in the Yerabah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Ches comments on the Mechaber telling us that most people have some sort of a knowledge, and if they think that you're sick, then you can rely upon them. He says, "Haynu afilu l'makos shenu chol." This is even if it's not an internal injury. But he says, "Mikol makom imefshel laso seidei inu yehudi." If you're going to be mechal Shabbos, it would be better in this situation to do it via a non-Jewish person. Tov yosef, that would be much better. K'moshe biyarti bebir halach, as we've already explained. Then the Ramah adds, "Hagob." This is only true if a bystander who's not a professional is a Jewish person. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Tes, since he understands what Shabbos is all about, and yet he still says to be mechalalit, then you're allowed to go and rely upon him. However, avostam eino yehudim, but a non-Jewish person who doesn't have a sensitivity for Shabbos, you can't necessarily rely upon him if he's not a doctor. Shenon rofin, he's not knowledgeable. Lo machzikin oso kibikim, we don't consider him a baki in this situation, unless he is a baki in this situation. The issue footnote number 32 brings down that if the doctor is suspected of not being a shomer Torah or mitzvos, and you're not certain that he has a sensitivity towards Shabbos, it's unclear if you can rely upon him. However, each case needs to be individually addressed. And while Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that you should ideally therefore go to a frum doctor who will be able to tell you whether you can or cannot be Mechal Shabbos, because he has a sensitivity towards Shabbos and won't just say every time, be Mechal Shabbos, b'di'evit, if you do not have a frum doctor to go to, you can rely upon a non-frum Jewish doctor to tell you that you can be Mechal Shabbos, because it's dangerous if you do not. This is also the opinion of Nissen Karlich Shlita, who says that if the doctor is a good doctor, and even though he's not a Shomer Shabbos, if he says it's dangerous, so at least that makes him to a Sofik Bikuach Nefashos, and you can rely upon him. Mishnah Berurah Sivkotin Lamed brings down, but you can't rely upon a Stam, non-Jewish, non-Baki person, because he won't have a sensitivity for Shabbos, and he'll just say, sure, you can be Mechal Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Kain Ikor. This is the Halacha, is brought down the name of the Al-Yerabah. The Ramah continues and he writes, Mishi rotzim lo'onso shi'avor aveira gedola. If somebody is trying to force you to do a great aveira, in mechalalin olav haShabbos kidei latzilo, you're not allowed to go and desecrate the Shabbos in order to prevent that person from being forced to transgress a sin. And the Ramah adds, Ein le'el simin shinvav, which is brought down by the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rashba, where we had a different psak dealing with abductions for conversion. And there, Rachmona Litzlan, you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to prevent such an abduction for conversion, because that's going to be dealing with a lifelong desecration of Shabbos, whereas here we're dealing with a one-time Aveira. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Aleph explains, the Ein Omrim Lo Liyodam Chate B'Shul Shiyizka Chaberchu, because we have a rule. You don't tell somebody to sin in order to prevent somebody else from sinning. So we don't tell the person over here to be Mechal Shabbos to prevent this other person from being forced to sin. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Ach im hakfiyah hayah be'echad miyom laveros avodas gilulim gilu arayos shichas dam." If it was one of the three cardinal sins that the person is being forced to transgress, avodas zara or sexual immoralities or killing somebody, v'mishar shanenas yimser atzmo lemisa b'shulzeh, and he's certain that the person is going to go and give up his life rather than transgress these three cardinal sins, which the halacha says you should die for rather than do these three sins. In this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Efshar detzorach lechalul kedesh lo yovol lozeh," then you might be allowed to go and desecrate Shabbos, because that's really pikuach lefashos for this person, and therefore you'd be allowed to sin in order to go and save his life. The issue foot number 34 brings down, why did he say Efshar over here? Shouldn't it be certainly that you should be able to do so? Isn't this Safek Pikuach Nefashos, and therefore you should definitely be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? So he brings down from the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law, Hagoyen Rav Tzvi Hirsch Levinson, who passed away at a very young age in 1921, before the Chafetz Chaim, Shekivan Sha'al Pidin Chayev Odom Limsor Es Nasho Al Gimel Averos Elu. Since a person is Mechuyev to give up his life not to transgress the three cardinal sins, then maybe the ofen zeh lo hikpida Torah libu nefesh, then it's not considered that this person has a situation of pikuach lefashos over here. It's actually technically mutter for him to die. And therefore, maybe there could be a concept over here that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for such a person. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim wrote the word efshar over here rather than vaday. This explanation was also given by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. Sifyut Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Chola sheyesh bo sakana, a person who's definitely in a situation where it could be a potential loss of life. Shamdua biyom Shabbos, shetzorech lasos lorufu yedua. On Shabbos, they say you have to do this specific treatment. Sheyesh bo meleches chilu Shabbos shmoni yom. It's going to start today, and it's going to go another week, so a total of 8 days. So it's this Shabbos, and as well next Shabbos. So the Mechaber tells us, ain omrim, we don't say, namtin adalaila, wait till Saturday night. In this way, it will be 8 days. We'll start from Sunday. Saturday night is Sunday, and you'll only be mechala one Shabbos. Instead, the Mechaber says, Eliyasu miyad, you immediately treat him Shabbos afternoon, even though this will mean they'll have to desecrate Shabbos today and next Shabbos as well, as opposed to waiting till Motzei Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Beis explains this is not contradictory to what we said earlier in Sif Dalet. Vein stirim is there, lohod esof Sif Dalet. The Hossam, we said, halo mayre shiodea umakar shalidei hamtona ado erev lo yagir shum reyusu l'chola. There we said that you should wait till after Shabbos to do something because we were absolutely certain that it wouldn't harm the person. As opposed to over here, masha ein kein hocha. Here we're not certain that if you wait 3-4 hours till after Shabbos is over, then it will be exactly the same. Here we are concerned that he'll get worse if you don't treat him right now, and therefore you don't take into consideration the chilu Shabbos of two Shabbos versus one, but you treat him right now. Dishavut number 35 brings down, the Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita explains over here that you don't wait till after Shabbos, because it's mutter to be mechal Shabbos for this person to prevent him from having any excess sakonos nefashos. Likewise, in a situation where a person has to take medicines for consecutive days, and that will include taking them on Shabbos, and if you don't take them on Shabbos, it will lead to some sort of a danger, so the halach is, in Simon Shin Chaf Aleph, Shemutul Lekach Ton B'Shabbos. You can certainly take them on Shabbos. And Rav Yashas Zatzal brings down that this is especially true with prepared pills, that you're not really doing any melacha, it's only a gezeru of Shrikas Samamonim. Certainly you can agree to take them on Shabbos, even though right now there'd be no sakon if you didn't take this pill. Of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shemisha Hisra Lekachas Trufa, V'Havsoka Tigrom Onezik. If somebody started taking pills on a weekday, and now if he doesn't take it on Shabbos, it will cause him some damage or it won't work so well, you can certainly take it on Shabbos. And this was also brought down by the Imre Yosher in the name of the Chazon Ish. However, something which you don't have to specifically take on Shabbos, then Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says you certainly can't take that on Shabbos. However, men or women who are taking various pills in order to enhance their fertility, allow them to have children, various hormonal supplements, or a young lady who's a kala, who is taking hormonal therapy in order to regulate her period so she shouldn't have a chupas nida, Rav Nissen Karol Shlita permits them to take these on Shabbos as well. The Mechaber concludes Sif Yud Aleph by saying, L'chabos aneh b'shul sheyishan, ayin le'el, simen reish ayin ches, where we brought down over there that this is allowed, albeit there are many caveats. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kishe mechal in Shabbos al chola sheyesh bo sakona, when you are allowed to go and desecrate Shabbos for a chola sheyesh bo sakona, mishtadlin shelo lasos ayidei enam yehudim uktanim v'noshim. One should not do this with non-Jewish people, with young children, or with women. Elu who should do this? Ela ayidei Yisrael gedolim uvnei das. But you should have a gadol, who's a ben das, to clearly demonstrate that this is heter gomer. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Gimel explains, Hatam kosav arush, the reasoning brought down by the Rus is mishum de zimnin, the listener. What happens if there is no non-Jewish person, cotton or lady there? V'ase gam kein laduri basraya. And then they're going to waste time going to look for such a person. Mitoch kach yovel li sakona chas hashom, somebody could be hurt while you're waiting to go call for help. V'tam ze shayach gabi ketan and einem yudim. This is true in regards to young children and non-Jewish people. V'etzo noshim ika tamacher. By women, there's another reason. Shema yomru shalonitan shabbos litchos af bibikuach nefashos lukach moskin osom lehem. Because people will mistakenly think that you're not really allowed to do this, and that's why we let only a woman do this. V'is at and they'll delay and not take this very seriously, and Rachman al-Islam lead to a danger. Or Shemo Yakilu Hanoshim B'Dover, or women will think that this isn't a big deal, and they'll go and desecrate Shabbos. I could desecrate it here, I could desecrate it there as well. Brought down the name of the Rambam. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Daled explains that the Mechaber writes, you should bedavka have adult men do this. Ukiyeshom b'mayim adzeh chachomim, and certainly if there are chachomim over there, mitzvah lechatchila lasus chilul zeh ayideyam. They should be the one, the rabbi should be the dafka, the one to go and be Mechal Shabbos and not let another man over there be Mechal Shabbos instead. Dishuf foot number 36 brings down the reasoning for this based on the Taz, Shukadei lahoros haloch lemaisa l'rabin. Because if people see the rabbi doing this, they'll know necessarily that that is the halocha lemaisa. Shabur says this din is brought down by the Rambam, the Riaz, and the Tashbates. Furthermore, he says, V'dav, the kol sif zeh, this entire sif over here, Myri shukulam omdim b'osa maima, that everybody's standing over there together. Avol ileko shom anoshim, but if there aren't adult men there, the rabbi is not there. V'yesh noshim, but there are women there, of course, b'vadai ein lehem lahamtim, don't wait to call the rabbi. V'hem zrizim niskaros, they should quickly do whatever needs to be done, and they will be rewarded. And this brought down the name of Tashmis and the Riaz as well. We won't have a chance to read the Rama over here, but this is a major fundamental machlokas in how we view this between the Mechaber and the Rama, whether we should preferably have the Gadol Hador, so to say, who's present, be Mechal Shabbos for this Cholo Sheyesh Basakana, who you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for, or should we preferably have, as we'll see in the Rama tomorrow, have a non-Jewish person or someone else do this in situations where it will not in any way harm the sick person. With that, we will conclude today's shir.